If a boy named Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say, Bob, what, a lot?
Grown a lot.
Okay. And you might say to him, you certainly have what, big?
Grown big.
Okay. And you might say, that Bob came up so fast you could almost see him.
Grow.
Okay. A child who's born to an unmarried woman, you'd call off what?
Adopted.
Okay. But if she had him, you know, and didn't have to go like to an adoption agency, but she had the child herself, but she just didn't have a husband, what would you call?
Oh, she had the child.
Mm-hmm.
What do I call that?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you just say like he just, her husband ran off and left her and the child.
Never had a husband.
Oh. Never had a husband?
Uh-huh. But she got pregnant and then she had this kid. And what would you call a kid?
An orphan, I guess.
Okay, but she's going to keep the child.
Oh, she's going to keep the child.
Mm-hmm.
I just say, pregnant, just got pregnant and had a child.
Okay, okay. You might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
Lovely.
Okay. Okay. Say you had a brother who had a son. Okay, so your brother's son would be your...
My brother's son would be my, I guess, niece, nephew.
Okay. Okay, a child who's lost both parents, it's...
Child who lost both parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's an orphan.
Okay. If it had been put in an institution, would you call anything else?
Just the orphan.
Okay. The person appointed to look after an orphan is its legal...
Guardian.
Okay. And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you might say, this whole town is just full of my...
Kin.
Okay. Would you use that word to include, like, your parents and your grandparents?
No.
Okay. What about your brothers and sisters and people who live in the house with you? Would you include them in that word?
Oh, in the word of kin?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will use all of them. Parents and grandmother and all.
Okay. But when you said this town is full of my kin, would you mean your parents particularly, or would you
kin
speak
folks.
Would you speak of them specifically if you meant?
I'm speaking about all of them.
You're speaking about all of them, okay. Okay, you might say about somebody, you might say, yeah, he has the same family name and he looks a little bit like me, but we're actually no
kin. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd say he's a
stranger.
Okay. And if he came from out of state, what would you call him?
Out of state dude.
A what?
If he come from out of state.
Uh-huh.
Foreign dude. Foreign person.
Okay. Okay. What if he came from another country, what would you call him?
Visitor, I guess.
Okay, okay. How far would he have to come from in order for you to call him a foreigner?
From how far would he have to come?
Yeah.
From different places, the talk is different, like China, Massachusetts, something like that.
Like what? I'm sorry, can you say
a place that, like, you know, that comes from a foreign place like Massachusetts, a different continent, that's different from this place is
mm-hmm.
up here.
Did you say that talk different? Is that what you...
Yes.
Okay, okay. Okay,